Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
So are you going to travel with your kids, whether on an airline or in a car or by train? Coming up this holiday season, I know that next year, early in the year, we are traveling to Europe with our kids. And I am already making lists and planning what I'm going to do so that the kids are, you know, pretty well taken care of and they have things to do so it's not such a nightmare. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician, one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Traveling with kids. You are in the midst of that right now.
I am. We have three small children, and we travel quite often. And it's always a little bit of a hassle, but we're always happy once we get there. But there are ways to make it less of a hassle. There are definitely things that you want to think about. You want to make sure that when you're traveling, you're not taking a vacation from safety. So you want to make sure that you are bringing a car seat on the plane. That's really important. You're allowed to have a child less than two on your lap, but if you're getting a seat for that child, which is what's really recommended, that child needs to be in a car seat if they are less than 2 years old or less than 20 pounds. And you're going to need the car seat most likely wherever you're going. So you want to think about that, you know, the car seat isn't just for the plane, but when you get there, if you have a rental car or somebody's picking you up, you're going to need to install those car seats so that you can get to where you're going safely.
There are car seats, and I used to have one, and we finally just sold it, but there are car seats that double as a stroller, then it's a car seat, and then it's an FAA-approved airline seat, and the legs
That's
just tuck under.
Right.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, I think they're about $300, but, you know, it lasted us as long as we needed it, and it was just excellent. Okay, so you want to make sure safety is key. Car seat, airline seat. What about traveling with the baby in your lap?
So the baby in your lap, the problem is about the turbulence. So that's why they would prefer you to have the car seat for the child. There's also these things called, it's FAA approved, it's called a CARES restraint. So it's like, it's a child airline restraint system. It's called CARES. You can Google it, C-A-R-E-S. And they're straps, like a five-point harness that actually attaches to the seat if you don't want to carry that bulky seat, if you're going someplace where you're not going to be taking a car later. The other nice thing about car seats, even for bigger kids to remember to take them for where you're going, is that those car seats are a free bag. So they don't charge you at the airline. So with all of these fees of $25, $50 per bag, you put your car seat in a bag and it goes for free. And the nice thing is you can often stuff other things in that bag too. So it makes sense to bring the car seat.
Now, what about if you have to take a bus? Like you're going to a ski resort and you take a bus from the airport to whatever the resort is. Do kids need to be in a car seat on a bus?
We do recommend that they are. Buses should have seatbelts, and if there's seatbelts, you can use the seatbelt just to strap in the car seat, the old-fashioned way, not with the latches. And that's definitely recommended. And for people who are going in cars, because people do take long car rides during Thanksgiving holiday as well, we want to make sure that the kids are staying in their seatbelts. So they may not want to stay in their seatbelts for the full time. If they need to get up and stretch, you need to stop the car and give them a break. You can't have them, you know, rolling around the back of the car the way we kind of did as kids, without their seatbelts on. That's just not safe. And parents want to remember to model good behavior, so they want to wear their seatbelts when they're in the car with the children.
Okay, so what about, we've got the safety thing covered. Now, what about keeping the kids occupied? Dr. Cross, I mean, they sit there. He's looking at me. He's touching me. Oh, my God. And all of a sudden, before you know it, you know, he started it while I'm finishing it. You know, I mean, it just can go on, and it's just awful, especially on long car rides. What do we do to keep them from doing that?
You want to plan ahead. So, I mean, in this day and age, lots of people do use media to keep their children occupied. They put on a movie. They have maybe some apps on a phone. Well, of course, we prefer if it's an educational application where you're playing like a math game or reading, you know, but we understand that this is the time when people use this type of media. But there's lots of old-fashioned games that people used to play, like pick out the license plates or find something that starts with the letter A, then B. I mean, these are all things that we can do, but then you can also bring things to do. Bring books to read, games to play in the car, but you also want to be prepared. You want to prepare whether you're traveling by plane or by car, that you're going to need some snacks in the car, you're going to need some drinks in the car or on the plane, you're going to need extra diapers. So you don't want to be all of a sudden realizing that you're stuck in traffic and, you know, you don't have the water that you need to make the formula. So you want to be prepared. You want to make sure that you're also, if you're going to be seeing lots of people, you want to think about staying healthy. So you want to wash your hands, and you may want to get your vaccines before you go, about a week or two in advance. So this would be about the right time. If you're going to be seeing a lot of people, it is flu season. You don't want to get the flu right in the middle of Thanksgiving.
When my child first got out of diapers and we were traveling on car rides, I was really tempted to buy one of those little car potty seats that they could sit in if they needed to go to the bathroom. She didn't have to stop every second. What do you do about that? Do you put them, like if they're just on that cusp of being toilet trained, do you put them in a diaper just for the car ride? Do you just plan on stopping every, you know, 25 minutes or so? What do you do?
That is a tough call, and it really depends on where the child is. If they're just starting to potty train, as much as we say once you give up the diaper, you should never go back, I think that there are exceptions to that. I know that with my own children, when they hit that cusp and we were, you know, flying on a plane, I thought, we are not going to pee all over your seat. I don't know that I can get you up to go to the bathroom. There's times when they don't let you stand up. You're in a diaper for the plane ride. And I told them, this is a pull-up. It's just like underwear. We want you to pee on the plane, you know, in the bathroom, but you might not be able to. So it's a backup. And I think the same thing is for the car ride. I do recommend those little potties. I think it's great. You just pull over to the side of the road, pop the trunk, sit the kid in the trunk, let them do their business, and then you just dispose of it. I mean, that's pretty much the easiest thing, because I think asking kids to hold it until they get to a rest stop, sometimes they just can't do that, and then you have a real mess on your hands.
Now, what about, I mean, here you are traveling and a child gets sick. You're a pediatrician, you know, so you're lucky in that way. But what about if you're somebody who's not a pediatrician and you travel and your child gets sick? What do you do?
So it really depends on how sick they are. If they just have a cold or, you know, something mild, then obviously you want to keep them away from people, keep them well hydrated, and just let them rest to get better. If they really do seem sick, wherever you're going, you should have a plan. You should be able to call your pediatrician so that you can discuss the problems over the phone, and they may be able to help you over the phone. But you also do want to have an idea of somebody that you can go see in case of an emergency. This might be an urgent care center. It might be, you know, your sister-in-law's pediatrician. But this is something that you want to have in mind, that if you're traveling to another country, that's something to think about, that should your child get sick, what are your plans?
Okay, so that's a great point you bring up. If you're traveling to another country and you know your child is susceptible to strep throat ear infections, do you take an antibiotic with you? Do you ask your pediatrician for a prescription promising you won't take it, but that you'll take it with just in case, because in other countries this could be very difficult?
Yeah, I think that, again, that depends on the child, the pediatrician, and the parent. There are lots of pediatricians who wouldn't feel comfortable giving an antibiotic to go and trusting that the parent would know and tease it. Then there are other pediatricians who say, you know what, your child gets an ear infection every time they get a cold. You're very good at knowing, you know, when your child's sick. You know, I feel comfortable giving this to you. You know, obviously, the proper way to diagnose an ear infection requires that somebody looks in your ear and actually uses an insufflator, one of those little balloon things. But sometimes, you know, desperate measures call for desperate means. So, I think that depending on the pediatrician and the parent, sometimes you do want to take something with you, particularly depending on where you're going, if it's a country where you're really not going to be able to have access to medication.
Well, I remember when my kids were smaller, I was a traveling medicine chest. I swear, I had something, you know, I had Motrin with me, and I had eardrops with me, and I had everything, you know, and I was all set to go. But, you know, it's like if you bring it, then hopefully you won't need it. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Cross, give us your best advice for traveling with children, safety on the go, and also keeping our sense of sanity when we're traveling.
Basically, it's planning ahead, making sure that you're ready for all the different scenarios, whether that be boredom, hunger, having a dirty diaper, being stuck on a tarmac, and you need to have some extra formula. And then you want to be ready for safety-wise. You want to make sure that you're just thinking through your trip and saying, what do I need to bring? Do I need to bring outlet covers for the hotel room? Do I need to, you know, bring a car seat for where we're going on the bus and that sort of thing? And I think if you plan ahead and you're smart about it, you'll have a good trip and get your vaccines now so that you're not sick when you're there.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.